Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Please stay tuned after the credits to hear what's in store ahead of Season 3.
Hi everybody, my name is Josh Rusui. I am the sound designer and audio engineer for Boom, a Serial Drama Podcast, and I want to talk to you about supporting Boom and Observer Pictures. The show exists because of you, and by supporting us through Patreon, that will help us to ensure that we can give you the best quality show that we can. As a patron, you'll get exclusive episodes and merchandise, discounts at the Teespring shop, peeks behind the scenes, and much more. And best of all, it starts at just $2 a month. So please visit boom.observerpictures.com and click on the Become a Member to join Patreon today. Now, here's the show.
Observer Pictures presents Boom, a serial drama podcast. Written and directed by Faith McQuinn. This is episode 20, Faults.
Dr. Fletcher, you have someone here to see you.
I don't have anyone on my schedule.
They are detectives.
I'll be right out.
Dr. Fletcher?
Yes.
I'm Detective Haley. This is my partner, Detective Santos. We would like to ask you a few questions.
Of course.
Do you mind if we step into your office, Doctor?
Sure. To what is this pertaining?
Dr. Fletcher, do you know a man named Porter Owens?
Yes.
How well would you say you knew Mr. Owens?
Well, I know him well.
As in, how well? Do you see him regularly? Do you hang out?
He's a friend, a good friend.
When was the last time you spoke with Mr. Owens?
This morning, just a few minutes ago, in fact. Will you please tell me what this is about?
Mr. Owens is a suspect in an ongoing investigation. We're just here to collect some information.
Suspect?
Yes.
Do you mind if I ask if he's the only suspect?
We're not following a few leads.
All right, then. Ask what you need to ask. I have a patient coming in soon.
You are a psychiatrist?
Psychologist, actually. PhD, not MD.
How long have you been in practice?
4 years. A little over two of them here.
That means you were here when Genevieve Reynolds was killed.
I was.
Did you know her?
I did. I'm sorry, ladies, but the patient will be here soon.
Do you know if Mr. Owens is seeing anyone, Dr. Fletcher?
Seeing anyone?
Romantically involved with anyone?
His fiancée.
So he's engaged?
Yes, for a few months now.
Do you recognize this woman?
No, I'm sorry, I don't.
You've never met her before?
Can't say that I have, and I'm quite good with faces.
Oh, shit. Rebecca, we need to go.
What?
We just need to go. Dr. Fletcher, thank you for your time.
Bill, call Mr. Callahan and reschedule. I'm going to need to take a longer lunch.
Sure. What about your 3:00?
Hold on that one. I'll call and check in after lunch.
Will do.
As Dax rushes across town to Porter's apartment, Porter has made the long trek from bed to the couch, where he's fallen back asleep. Or so he thinks, because Genevieve is sitting on the couch next to him.
Dreaming?
Hope so.
Well, I could be dead.
You shouldn't make such morbid jokes. I never liked when you did that.
Sorry. I saw a woman in the park the other day. She reminded me of you. I thought maybe it was a sign.
Is that why you told Dax?
No. Yes. I have no idea why I told him. I think think I needed to.
Needed to?
Yeah, I don't know. I feel better, though.
You feel better putting someone else in danger?
No.
Putting everyone in danger?
No, no, of course not. That's not what I meant.
But that's what you've done. You're going to kill everyone just like you killed me.
Why do you do that?
Do what, Porter? Tell you the truth?
No, you're not Jen. You're just in my head. You look like her. And you even sound exactly like her, but she... she wouldn't do this to me.
Do what, Porter?
She would be the one telling me to talk to Dex. She'd be the one helping me.
But I am helping you.
No, you're not.
You have to remember what's at stake, Porter. Myra, Anna, Dax, Allison. You care about all of them, don't you? But he doesn't care. He wants to hurt you, and now you've broken the rules. Everyone is in danger because you just had to share.
No, because he's not going to say anything.
Porter.
You're not real. You're not real.
Porter, he wants to hurt you.
I need you to go. I can't. I can't look at you anymore.
You've broken the rules.
I gotta figure this out. Everything will be...
You have to remember what's at stake, Porter.
It will work out. Everything will work out. Just give it time.
You care about all of them, don't
you? That's all we need. Just time. Just give it
time. Someone's knocking.
Porter! Porter!
What the hell? Did you run here?
Kind of, but it's...
Wait, is it 11 already?
This couldn't wait. The detectives came to see me today.
What? Oh, shit, man, I'm sorry. They're obviously just trying
to... I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I had to.
Had to what? Had to what, Dax?
I used a payphone.
You used a payphone? What did you use a payphone for?
I didn't want...
Dax, I told you not to say anything.
You said that, but really? Just wait it out? No, man, I couldn't do that. You didn't have to tell me, but I've got to believe you told me for a reason. I spent most of my life wanting to help people. Why wouldn't I try to help one of my best friends?
What did you do?
It was an anonymous call.
Who the fuck cares? We were the only two who knew. Fuck.
I don't know. Maybe you're right. Maybe they just were asking me questions about them trying to build a case.
Bullshit. I can't believe you would do something so stupid.
Stupid? How can you call telling the police about a murderer stupid? Luke lied to us for years. He killed Jen. I couldn't just stand by and let him get away with it. You can't really believe that he wouldn't hurt anyone else just because you keep your mouth shut. It's not how this works.
When the murderer says he will kill more people if you open your damn mouth, I keep my mouth shut. And you're right, he already killed one person. And now who knows? And that would be your fucking fault. I need to call Myra.
I'm sorry, man, but silence won't stop him. He's escalated once. He'll do it.
Shut the fuck up.
Hey, this is Myra. I obviously didn't answer the phone. Text me.
She's not answering. She's not fucking answering.
Text her.
Shit. Okay. Yeah. My, are you okay?
I had a visitor a couple days ago at the shop.
Where's Myra?
I think you might know her. Detective Haley, I believe. Kind of butch. Kind of hot.
Why do you have her phone?
Can you tell me why Haley came to see me? Are you there, Porter?
I'm here.
Can you tell me why Haley came to see me?
I have no idea.
She had some questions for me. About you. About Heather.
I mean, they're looking into me, right? So it seems kind of likely that they would...
Heather. She has a nice face. So damn helpful. It's amazing what a woman will say yes to if you give her what she wants. Who did you tell, Porter? Not the cops, because they would have asked different questions.
I didn't tell
Not
anybody.
Myra. I just saw her.
Stay away from her.
It must have been... Anna? No. No.
I didn't tell anyone. Luke!
Oh, God, I'm so stupid. It was Dax.
I didn't.
It doesn't matter who it was, man. It matters that you didn't believe me. That you didn't think I would do anything. You should probably turn on the news.
Was that him? What did he say?
Friday, more sunshine.
Metro police are reporting that the fire was caused by an explosion. The bomb squad is on site, sweeping the area for other...
Oh, dear God. You don't think that he would...
I don't know. He had her phone. I don't know. He had her phone, Dax.
All right, calm down, Porter. Don't lose it right now. Just breathe.
I don't want to fucking breathe. If there was ever a perfect fucking time to be out of control, it's right now.
Call Allie. Call her now.
Okay. No, you call her. I can't. Oh, fuck.
Hey, this is Allison Moretti. I'm unable to answer the phone right now.
She didn't answer?
No.
Fuck. Okay, then we need to go over there or something. Okay, let me get dressed. Fuck it, just let me find shoes.
Mr. Owens, police, open the door.
Oh, shit, Dax. I trusted you, man.
Open the door, Mr. Owens.
Porter opens the door to Detectives Haley and Santos standing in front of six uniformed officers.
Mr. Owens, we have a warrant to search the premises.
Come on in.
And a warrant for your arrest.
Of course you do.
Cuff him. You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be used against you in a court
this
of law.
This is all my fault.
You have the right to an attorney.
Oh, shit.
Dax, no. No, it's not. It's mine. I did this.
This episode was the finale of Season 2. Look for Season 3 later this year. This episode featured the voices of Garrett DeLosier as Porter, Melinda Paul as Myra, Ryan Irwin as Luke, Avalon Heron as Dax, Charity Spencer as Genevieve, Courtney Holly as Allie, Wendy Keeling as Detective Haley, Kristen James as Detective Santos, Logan Christopher as Bill, and me, Michael R., as the narrator. Season 2 was recorded at Pod Studio 1 in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Production sound, Carl Huber. Assistant directors, Amanda Lorraine and Van Donnell. Sound design and mixing, Joshua Sui. Original music, Brian Irwin. Script supervisor, Delilah Ferrer. Production assistant, Brian Allen. If you enjoyed this episode and the entire season, please consider giving us a rating and review wherever you listen to podcasts. For more information on the show, where to find us on social media, and for sneak peeks of Season 3, please visit boom.observerpictures.com. Thank you for listening, and as always, please share this podcast with a friend.
Hi all, Faith McQuinn here. Thank you so much for listening to this season of Boom. I hope you enjoyed it as much as my cast, crew, and I enjoyed making it. We started rehearsals on Season 1 just over a year ago, and I never imagined that so many people would enjoy this show. I am overwhelmed and overjoyed by the reception. My cast and crew are an exceptional bunch of people, and I want to thank them for making Boom one of the best creative experiences I've ever had. Season 3 doesn't have a release date yet, but we will definitely have bonus episodes that will dig a little deeper into some of your favorite characters. If you want to talk about the craziness of Season 2, head on over to our Facebook group at facebook.com/groups/boompodcast. Oh, I've also added some new stickers to our shop at Teespring. You should check that out too. All of that information is available on our website at boom.observerpictures.com. I have probably thrown way too many links at you, but no worries. They are all in our show notes. Again, thank you for listening. Thank you for your support. Until next time.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out the Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for Dungeon Masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Get inspired while learning all about the unique planes of existence. Get the in-depth knowledge you need to help your combat encounters feel impactful, or learn about the origins and pantheons of every race and class the game offers. No stone is left unturned as every edition of the game is explored and explained in a way that benefits players of all different levels of experience. You can expand your TTRPG horizons in a way that's as entertaining as it is educational just by listening. All you have to do is go to your favorite podcast app or YouTube and search for The Dungeon Cast.